Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I hope and pray you're doing well today. And if it's a tough season, I pray that the presence of the Lord would surround you and that you would know He's with you. He's near, so that you can lean in on Him. So I received an email the other day, one of many that I received, but this one, it really lifted my heart. It was from a friend of mine named Tom, and out of the blue, he just sent a brief email that said, I wanted to let you know that you were on my mind and that I thank God for you. Then he made some comments specifically as to why, and boy, it was timely. Really, I was encouraged in my heart that he would do that. And it kind of drew my mind to Philippians in chapter 1, when Paul says something very similar of, I thank God every time I think of you. Well, I'm going to read the text, and may the word of God come alive for you. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for me to think this way, since I have you in my heart, and whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Well, that's a great passage of Scripture. And by the way, as with all Scripture, it is God's Word, and the Holy Spirit can speak to us. And I happen to like the book of Philippians a whole lot. So I'm just going to kind of meander around these nine verses, all spurred on by someone coming to me through an email and saying, I thank God for you. This is where it all begins for Paul. He said, every time I remember you, I thank God. Paul saw people as gifts. Oh, he knew that everyone has good days and bad days, and some days were stronger than others, weaker on some. And yet, in the variables of our lives, Paul talks about being thankful for the people that are in our lives. When Tom sent me that email, and when I thought of this verse, all of a sudden I began to think of the people in my world. I have so many wonderful people in my world, not only my family that are amazing, but all the people that are part of Healing Care. I probably have 70 different caregivers that serve at different seminars and do so with joy and deep commitment, and they're always such an encouragement to my heart. I can understand why Paul talks about a partnership in the gospel, because their partnership means the world to me. Their willingness to help the broken meet Jesus in the place of their deepest pain. I had the privilege just the other day of having one of my dearest friends, Pete Burgo, come to town, spend a couple days with me. Again, like so many folks, he was an encouragement. I thank God every time I remember you. I want to encourage you. Why don't you join with me, and let's ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind people that God has brought into our path, and remember and give thanks for the gift they are. Sometimes for small things, sometimes for great things, sometimes for nothing more than their presence. And then let's pray for them. I like that Paul says he prays with joy. I think joy means he has a confidence in what is coming out the other side. That no matter how difficult things are, he knows that God's at work. And as he says here in this scripture, he began a good work. He's going to complete that good work. You know that's true of you. While some of you I've never met, maybe most of you I've never met, I want to thank God for you. And I want to encourage you to know that, wow, no matter where you are on the terrain of the Christian life, ascending a tough hill, resting in a valley, peering over a cliff, the God's at work in your life. He's doing a good work. And he's going to keep doing that work till the day of Christ Jesus. It reminds me of what Paul said in Corinthians when in 1 Corinthians he said to the church, you will be found blameless on that day. You will be held firm to the end. Be encouraged with that. Wow, I think that's a great word for us. So two things, I guess. One is, right off the bat, ask the Lord to think about those in your life that you're thankful for, and then give a word of thanks and maybe even go to an email and send a word. Kind of practical, isn't it? But also, in your prayer for them, to have a confidence that God is about something good, even when it's hard to see, and that in our lives and in the lives of people that are surrounding us in partnership with the gospel of Christ, that the Lord's going to make sure that all works for good. Similar to what? Romans 8:28 and 8:29. That God is about something very exciting in our lives. Admittedly, for me, there's times I don't see it. There's times I question it. There's times I wonder when things are a little bit difficult. And yet Paul gives me a word. My friends give me a word. And that word is that God is close. He can be found in this somewhere. And that he's doing a work that someday we will be so grateful for, and we will say that has been good. If you get down several verses in Philippians to verse 9, he says something here that also is a real encouragement to my heart, and I want to speak it to you. He says, I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Well, I guess there's three things here. Paul says, I pray that your love may abound more and more. May you grow more in love. The kind of love we talked about recently out of 1 Corinthians 13, that self-sacrificial, patient, caring, protecting love. May it abound more and more. You know, I've been praying, Lord, I don't want to have to work to love. May your love simply flow through me. May I not react so much out of my own woundedness and brokenness caused by the fact that we live in a world that is filled with sin, but may love win the day. Even as I speak that, I think of a man that visited us recently. He goes by the name Peter. Great man. He walks into the room. He just likes to show love. He expresses love. He even asks permission to say how much he loves. Oh, that love would abound more and more. But Paul goes further with that and says, may it abound in not only the expression, but in knowledge. And boy, every time I think of that, it's this idea of knowing, an experiential knowing of all that is true of us because of Jesus. We'll talk another time about how Paul was Christ crazy. But right here, he's talking about the idea of going deep in love. And that somehow that love gives us a greater knowledge of what? Of what God is like, of what Christ is like, of why Jesus died on the cross, why he tells us not to fear, why he says not to worry, why he promises that he is nearby. It all has to do with this unbelievable love. This is a radical shift for me, because in my early days of faith, and even before faith, in my childhood, God was portrayed as more likely to pour out wrath than he was to pour out love. I would have almost gotten the impression that God is wrath, as opposed to the fact that God is love. Was that true for any of you? True for you? Well, the Lord wants to radically shift our thinking. That as we open up, we have deeper and deeper knowledge, experiential knowledge of God's love. I know I mention him a lot, St. Ignatius, but this is one of the reasons in his prayer of examen, he says, to let the Holy Spirit bring to mind, even over the last 24 hours, blessings great and small, and then give thanks for them. And every one of those blessings, those gifts of grace, the grace we're learning to savor, aren't we? Those are expressions of God's deep love. He then goes on and says, and may that love that is going deeper in knowledge go into new depths of insight. I'm sure what I'm about to say is true of you. There are times I go to Scripture, and I've read that same Scripture over and over and over again, and all of a sudden I see something that I've never seen before. And I think it has to do with my own journey of being loved by God, being transformed by the love of God, that all of a sudden I have an insight that I just didn't have before. And as Paul alludes to in his letter to the Corinthians, and there is so much more that eye has not seen, nor have we even heard. And so may we grow in depth of insight. The idea of depth of insight means that we're not just Sunday morning Christians that are glad we're going to heaven and that we're saved, but we also want this to be the very fabric of our lives. As the writer of Acts talks about, to live and breathe and to have our being in God. And the more we do, suddenly our eyes are opened. We see things we didn't see before. Depth of insight. He then goes on and says that may love abound, not only that we might have more knowledge and depth and insight, but also that we would be more discerning. More discerning. I've come to a place of believing that discernment is one of the most important gifts that needs expressed more in the life of the church, in the life of God's people. See, I think sometimes the evil one comes as an angel of light, and there's just enough truth and light in what he's presenting for people to buy into, and they don't know that that element of darkness that is present in that message will ultimately lead to destruction. And that's why we need discernment. What's really of God and what is not? What is he really like? What is he not like? I think this is a good prayer for you and I to join in. Oh Lord, may our love abound in more knowledge. May our love bring us deeper insight, but may our love also bring us a deeper level of discernment. We live in a world that seems so sideways and conflicted, and voices with equal tenor are shouting out opposing ideas and opposing one another because of those ideas. May we as Christians be discerning, and may one thing we be particularly discerning about, that our citizenship is not in this world, but it is in the kingdom to come. That's where our loyalty is. That's where our allegiance is. And love becomes the very nature and atmosphere of that world. There's a lot in me that doesn't express love, but I know it's part of what God wants. So today, because of my note from Tom and the scripture that comes to my mind, I give thanks to God for you. As God brings you to mind, I want to pray for you with joy. And I also want to give you the good word that God's going to carry out a good work in you all the way to the day that you see Jesus face to face. May you and I agree that we want love to abound in our lives. God is our Father who is love, so fills us that we express that love, not because it's our behavior, but because it's become part of the fabric of our very character. Is there someone that needs that love today? To experience it, to feel its depth, I believe God would give you discernment about all of that. And may you know today that the Lord's face shines upon you. Don't forget, we have websites. You can find me on terrywardle.org or healingcareministries.org. There are Facebook pages. You can go there and have other resources. It gives you all kinds of things that may help you on the journey. My prayer is that you would experience God today in the power of His love. I'm thankful for you.